Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos Daf Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch on Daf Hey Amud Beis. 9 lines from the bottom. Amar Abchan Maros Nagoyim. We had learned in the Mishnah that the Maros Nagoyim Ashnaim Shein Arba. As we had learned in our Mishnah that there were 4 Maros Nagoyim. And as the Mishnah Masechta Nagoyim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel teaches us that there are these 4 colors, and it's very important for understanding today's shiur to identify the order of which colors are more white and which colors are less white, and that is Beharis is snow white, Seis is wool, the next is Sid, which is lime, the color of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a toldah. Beharis is the Av, Krum Kasid is the toldah, and Seis, and then the next one is like the membrane of an egg, the Krum Kabeya, which is a toldah of Seis. That's in the order of brightness, Beharis being the brightest, and the Krum Kabeya being the least bright. Furthermore, as the Mishnah that we just mentioned, in Masecht and the Goyim teaches us, that the shear of a nega that it should give off tumma is a gris. So we always say a gris is approximately the size of a dime. But the Mishnah tells us that under certain circumstances, different colors can combine and will get you the shear of a gris. And now the Gemara speaks about that halacha in combination with the halacha that we just began with, what is the order of the brightness of the whiteness? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina Mantana, who is the Tana of Maros Nagoyim? There's actually a debate in the Rishonim, which Mishnah is the Gemara trying to identify who is the Tana of? The Pashup Pshat is that the Gemara is trying to identify who is the Tana of our Mishnah. But there are those that want to suggest that the Gemara is trying to identify who is the Tana of the Mishnah Masecht and Nagoyim. Man Tana Maros Nagoyim. So comments the Gemara, the like Rabbi Kiva. It seems that that the Mishnah cannot be following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara explains itself. Dear Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to say that it represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Kiva Dam Zula Mal Zula Mal Mazu. As we just finished saying, the colors are mentioned in a specific order. This is more, again, which is the most white and which is the least white. Imkain, and if you will follow that order, together with following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, tihat sid heichel melatzarif, there won't be anyone for the sid heichel, that color, which we said is the third color, there will be no one for it to combine with. And the way to understand the Gemara is that the point of the Mishnah is to teach us that they can combine. And they won't. The whole point is to say a chatzi gris of this and a chatzi gris of that can combine. But the way we're learning now, there will be no one that the Sira Hechel, which is the Toldah Beharis, will have with whom to combine. Because Mahadi Man Litzrafei, exactly with whom do you want him to combine? Litzrafei Behadi Beharis, to say that it should be combined with Beharis, that is an issue. For says the Gemara, Ikas Eis Tadifa Menei. Seis, the wool, the white wool, is right on top of the Sid, is right on the top of the Sid Hevchel. The Tzaf, and that is not impossible, that makes it impossible to combine, because the Gemara says that it is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that it only can combine, a color could only bind with one above it, not with two above it. And as we said, Beharis is number 1, and Sidhechel is number 3, you have Seis, the wool, in between. On the other hand, Litzrafei Behade Seis, so let it combine with the one right on top of it, the Seis, the wool, that has a different concern. Laf told the Dehu, as we said a moment ago, Rabbi Kiva has 2 requirements for to be able to combine. It has to be only one above it. And the way we have it now, it's going to be two above it. And number two, it only can combine with its own Av. And Sid is a Toldah of Beharis. It's not a Toldah of Seis. Ask the Gemara, if that's the approach you want to take, then you could have asked another question. Yehochi Krumbeya Nami. When we speak about Krumbeya, which again, the membrane of an egg, which we said is the darkest of the colors, also does not have with whom to combine. Here too, the way we're understanding the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Bahadi Man Litzrafe, whom do you want it to combine with? Litzrafe Bahadi says, to have it combined with Seis, that's a problem because there's the Sid Hechel in between, so that means the Seis would be two above it. Ikas Sid, Dadaf Minei, the Sid is one of, and the Seis is two up. Litzrafe Bahadi Sid, to combine it together with the Sid, says the Gemara, La Ba Minehu, they're not in the same family, because, as we're saying, the Krumbeya is a Toldah of Seis, and the Sid Hechel is a Toldah Beharis, told us of different others cannot combine. Says the Gemara, Hai Mai, you're trying to say the concern that we have regarding Sid, that we have regarding Sid Hechel, is the we have the same concern by Krumbeya. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, B'loy Sid Hechel, if we don't have a problem with Sid Hechel, Krumbeya, to identify that Krumbeya represents a problem for Rabbi Kiva Lekasha. Why? The Afagav, the Krumbeya Mitasi, the Seis, even though, as we just said, the Krumbeya interrupts between the Seis and the, even though the Krumbeya is not directly on the Seis, you have the Sid Hechel in between. But the Torah saying, Ula Seis, Ula Sapachas, the Torah adds the word Sapachas next to the word Seis. So says the Gemara, what does the Torah mean to say when it puts the word Sapachas next to Seis? That Sapachas Tfela, the Seis, that Seis, which is number two, has something which is a Toldah to it. What is the Toldah of, and what is the Toldah to Seis will combine with Seis. And therefore, what the Torah HaKadosh is telling us is that Afagav de Machas Minay Tuva, even though there is a significant interruption between the Seis and the Krumbeya, with the Sid in between, Afagav de Mechs Minay Tuva, doesn't make a difference. The Torah went out of its way to say that they will combine. Ella, Sid Hechel, where there is no word by Beharis to indicate that there's something which is lower, and frankly, much lower, that it has whom to combine with. So if the Sid Hechel had something that we could say it combines with, we would say so. But given that Rabbi Kiva doesn't allow such a significant interruption, so now we have no way with whom Sid Hechel to combine. And the Mishnah is indicating that everybody has somebody to combine with. Is a raya, Machvarat Masnis Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva is going to have to hold, say to Rishonim, that Beharis and Seis, which are one next to each other, can combine, because the Torah says Vahaya. The Torah is saying with the word Vahaya they can combine, but the other ones will not be able to combine. And the reason they won't be able to combine because their others are not that other, that told us are different others, says the Gemara. Hai Mai, says the Gemara, Ella Machvarta, we have no choice but to say that Masnisa like Rabbi Kiva, that because of the question that we just posed, our Mishnah cannot be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, the Hecha Shemil Rabbi Kiva, but everything we've discussed in our Shia today is really only based on a statement that Rabbi Akiva only allows things that are right next to each other to combine. If we didn't have that limitation, we wouldn't have these questions. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Hey Cheshmina Rabbi Akiva, where do we find Rabbi Akiva holds that Zula Malam Zu, that only what's right on top of it combined, nothing else? Says the Gemara, Ilayim Mahadatanya, perhaps you'll say from what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Shol Yeshua Benoish Rabbi Akiva, Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi identifies that who is the Yeshua that is the son of Rabbi Akiva that the Gemara is saying, asked Rabbi Akiva a question. He says, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And the reason he was called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, because Rabbi Akiva was bald, and that's why Rabbi Akiva was nicknamed Karcha, and Rabbi Yeshua was his son. And as what's the proof that Rabbi Akiva was blind? So he says, because Rabbi Finder ben Azai, when he spoke about Rabbi Akiva, said, Kol Chachmi Yisrael, all the Chachmi Yisrael, doimim alai, they look to me keklipish Hashem, kechutz min hakerach hazeh, I disregard all of them besides Rabbi Akiva. Says Tosfos that it's difficult to understand that Rabbi Yeshua would be called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, such a derogatory term, because his father was blind. Furthermore, he says that the Gemara says that Rebbe asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, how were you able to have such a long life? And he gave him a bracha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha gave him a bracha, he should live half his life. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha must have been at least 140 years old, says Tosfos. Because otherwise, saying that you should live half my age, which is 70, less than that, is not any type of a bracha. So that, says Tosfos, makes it impossible to say that Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Akiva's son, because Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old when he married the daughter of Kalba Savua, Mar Masech de Gittin, and Rabbi Akiva's entire life was 120 years. The day Rabbi Akiva passed away is the day Rebbe was born. So that means Rebbe was at least 60 years old when Rabbi Yeshua gave him this bracha. And what does that mean, according to this? That the bracha he gave him was that you should live 10 more years. That isn't much of a bracha. And therefore, Tosfos, quoting the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, says that Karcha was the name of a person, and there was an individual who was called Karcha, and Rabbi Yeshua was his son, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and according to this, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that we have in Shas was not Rabbi Akiva's son. So says the Gemara, again, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Shol Rabbi Yeshua ben Noisha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Shol ben Noisha, Rabbi Akiva, B'nei Amar Maris Negoim Shnayim Shem Arba. The Mishnah began by teaching us that the Maris Negoim Shnayim Shem Arba. Amalai. So he said, what was the Mishnah trying to say? It says, Vimlav, says the Gemara, what is your question? Ma Yomru, what else do you want to say? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua said, it should have said, Yomru, Mikrum Beu Lamala Tamei. It should have said anything that is above, wider than a Krum Beya. We said the Krum Beya, as we started our Shia, is the darkest of the other colors. That's why it should have said this. Why did it have to say it the way it was stated? Amalai, to which Rabbi Akiva replied, Laima Shemitztarfim Zemzeh. The purpose of saying this was to teach us the halacha that the colors combine. Amalai, so Rabbi Yeshua said, if that's what the purpose was here to teach us, so it should have been said, V'yayimim akrum be'olamala, tamei, anything dark, anything brighter than krum be'ya is tamei, u'metstarfim zem zeh. And that would be the halacha we're trying to teach. Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva replied, lo'im l'cha, the reason they were said this way, to teach us the kol koyin she'en abakir b'shmeihem u'b'shmeiseihem, a koyin, we know that any tzaras, to be considered a tzaras, has to be identified by the koyin. And if a koyin doesn't know the colors and the names, then the halacha is that ein arayos in the goyim, that Kohen is not qualified to see the Negoim. So here the Gemara is saying that only a Kohen who's an expert in being able to identify these colors and these shades could be a Kohen to examine Tzeras. But the Mishnah Masechta Erchin, beginning of Masechta Erchin, that Beis Amin Aleph teaches us that all Kohanim are qualified to examine Tzeras, including somebody who's not an expert. The Gemara asked the question, and the Gemara says that a Mizbrilei V'Savar, one, a Kohen who's capable of understanding what is explained to him, that is, he's qualified. Someone else isn't. Tosfos, the Remachkel Kohen, says that the Kohen who pronounces the Neged Tamei need not be an expert, and not even be in the category a Mizbrilei V'Savar, a person who, when you explain something to him, is able to understand what you're saying. He says, even a Kohen who doesn't know the halacha of the Tzeras in any way can make a pronouncement that somebody is Tamei, provided a Talmud Chacham, even a Yisrael, accompanies him and directs him. Tosfos explains that the Gemara Masechta Erechin that says that one has to be Mizbalei V'Savar is referring to the Kohen makes the pronouncement, is a person makes the pronouncement has to be, the Kohen has to be in that category if he doesn't have with him a Yisrael who could tell him what to do. That means if he has accompanying him a Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham, then he doesn't have to be a Mizbrilei V'Savar. If, however, he doesn't have such a person, then he has to be himself a Mizbrilei V'Savar. The Rosh disagrees with this, and he says that the Kohen who pronounces the Nega must have a certain standard. And he says, the standard is Mizbrilei V'Savar. But the Rosh explains, just because you're an individual who's Mizbrilei V'Savar doesn't mean that you're qualified to know if this is a Nega. And therefore, the Rosh says like this, if the Kohen is less than Mizbrilei V'Savar, he can't be the Kohen to pronounce the Nega. If he's Mizbrilei V'Savar, but he's still not learned enough to paskin, so then he'll have a Yisrael, a Kohen, Talmud Chacham appoint him. And if he's really a Talmud Chacham, then he could do it himself. The Rambam says, like Tosfos, the Rambam says that, again, as long as the Kohen has somebody accompanying him who could direct him properly, then the halacha is that he's qualified. But the Michas Chinuch says, very interesting, everybody now, all types of Kohanim, become qualified to make this decision, make this pronouncement, but it at least has to be a Kohen who's not a Cheresh. The definition of a Kohen who's a Cheresh is a Kohen who can't speak. He says, because the halacha requires that the Kohen be able to make this pronouncement himself. And if he can't make the pronouncement himself because he's a Nebuch, a Cheresh, then he's disqualified. So says the Gemara, Amalai Laimalach, Rabbi Akiva taught us to teach us, the purpose to teach us was the Kol Kohen She'ena Bakibem V'Shmei Seyem Eina Roya Senegoyim. Whereas, says the Gemara, V'ilam Sida Hechel Amalai Kama. He didn't say that anything above Sida Hechel combines. The fact that this was not said, this Rabbi Shu did not say this to Rabbi Kiva, Shmamina the Shmele Rabbi Kiva, it's obvious that he heard, that Rabbi Shu heard Rabbi Kiva saying, Dama Kulal Badei Seif Smit Starfim. They all can combine with Seis. That if Halacha was, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Kiva had held, like the Mishnah in the Goyim says, that lime, which is a tolda beheris, and sid, which is a tolda of seis, if he held that way, then Meshua should have said that any shade from krum beya and above, and from sid hechel and above, this would have indicated that the sid and the krum beya have their own ovis, and they only combine with their own ov. And we would have also been able to extrapolate that Sid is a Tolda of Beharis and Krumbeya is a Tolda of Seis. But the fact and the reason would be because the wider something, it should be the wider Tolda should be connected to the wider wider of. Since Rabbi Shua did not suggest this to his father that we should have this way that the Mishnah should be formulated, obviously that Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that it's not that way, and that the way and that Rabbi Kiva of the opinion that both told us of Seis, and since he has the both told us of Seis, says the Gemara, it's obvious that it's different than what we learned in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, says the Amid the Loy Amalei, Shema Amino, the Amakula Bahad the Seis Mitzdar, from the Rabbi Kiva's opinion that they're all told us of Seis. Says the Gemara, why would you say that? Dilma Seis for Toldosa, Baris for Toldosa. Maybe they each have their own Tolda. And if they each have the old Tolda, that's why Rabbi Kiva is still consistent with our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, that Ella, mid Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara proves its point from what Rabbi Chanina said. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Moshe Rabbi Kiva. How do we understand Rabbi Kiva's approach to these colors? Moshe Rabbi Kiva, the Ma'ad of Adayma, La'arba Kaisa Shel Cholav, that we have four cups of milk, Echa Nafel Atoicha Shtei Tipim Shel Dam, and one cup, two drops of blood fell, Echa Nafel Atoicha Arba Tipim Shel Dam, one fell, four drops of blood, Echa Nafel Atoicha Shmoinei, the next one had eight drops of blood fall into it. Echa nafel atoicha shtei meser, and the next one had 12 drops of blood. Vamilai, and others say it wasn't 12, it's sheis esri tipim, 16 drops. Shekula mar lovenhein, they all have this white color, a shezel lamala mezeh, vezel azeh, they're all different shades of white. And what we're learning from here is that the first cup, which is the whitest, combines with the second cup, and the second with the third, and the third with the fourth. So that's where we see that Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that you could only combine with the one directly above you. Says the Gemara, how would that be a proof? Aim with the Shamalei Rabbi Kiva. Where did Rabbi Kiva make this statement, this halacha, bepesuach? The case that we just identified, where the white has some red mixed into it. With a red combined with the white. However, when you don't have that, when it's just white alone, mishamet leit, v'chi tema, and if you want to counter-argue, the kech the shamach leit Rabbi Kiva, the kech the shamach, just like we heard Rabbi Kiva's opinion, but pesuach, when the white and red are combined, hach shamat le b'cholok, he'll say that even when it's different shades of white, not because there's something outside mixed into it. Ask the Gemara, Psoch Gufa Mishamdle, where do we find that Rabbi Kiva actually says that it can only combine with the color right next to it? Ask the Gemara, V'tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Negoyim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis teaches, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Adamdam Shebezeh Bezeh, the something that has red in any color of white, it looks like kiyain hamozik b'yayin. It looks like wine that was sort of diluted. El shel beheres azak ashelag. Beheres is very white, like snow. Shel sid diyemena. Sid is lighter than that. Vim isa, if Rabbi Kiva holds that they combine, and that the order according to Rabbi Kiva is beheres seis, the way he should have expressed himself, that something like looks like white wool is something that's is wider than Beharis. And not saying that Sirahechel is wider than Beharis. Because the way we're combining them is that we should say the first and the second. Amr Hachanami, says the Gemara, indeed, Rabbi Kiva said, Beherez Azak Ashelag, Tzara Tzema Diyemena. Vatanya asked the Gemara, Rabbi Nosan Meloy Shom Rabbi Kiva Shosera Diyemena. That's not the way to learn that the Seda Hechel is after the Beharis. He learns that the, not that the Seda Hechel is next, Ella Sosamadia. What he said to Sid Deyemena is because Rabbi Shmuel spoke about the Beharis and the Seda Hechel, and because he said it that way, he reacted that way. And again, the Gemara saying is that Rabbi Kiva said Shabaharis as a kashalik. Beharis is snow white, even if it has a little red mixed into it. The Shalsid is Diamimeno. Remisa, now if you say that Rabbi Kiva listed them in the order of the whiteness, so she shouldn't have mentioned Sid. Sid is not what comes after Tzemer. Tzemer after Shelag. Tzemer comes after Shelag. Says the Gemara, Ani Chanami, that's what he meant. Says the Gemara, for Tanya, indeed, that's what he said. Ask the Gemara, Umanelon de Beharis Azahi, what makes us say that Beharis is the whitest? The Torah, by using this word, says that it is white. Ve'necheres levana, nothing is as white as the Beharis. Tanar Abonim, and the Gemara indeed says, the Braisa teaches us, Beharis Amuka, the Beharis seems to be the deepest. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that it's not possible to have a piece of skin that's lower or higher. But rather, Rashi in Parshas Tazria explains that a lighter color gives the illusion of being lower than the darker area that surrounds it. And that's why if it's very white, it's omuk. It seems to be lower. Kamara chama mukum enetzel, which you find when you look up to the sky, the sun looks deeper than the shade around it. And seis, what is the definition of seis? Ain't seis el gavoya. Seis means to be higher, which is very consistent with what we're learning. V'keno oimer, and where do we see that that's the way to understand the word seis? Because the Torah says, akol ha-horim ha-romim, v'akol ha-gavoyos ha-nisoyos. Sapachas, when the Torah uses the word sapachas, what is the definition of tzapachas? Ain't tzapachas. The definition of tzapachas is a elatfela. The definition of tzapachas is that it means something lower. The Kedoimer, and that's where do we find that tzapachas means something? Where do we find that tzapachas means a subsidiary? It's lower because the pasuk says safchenino. We know that Elkanah, the father of Shmuel, the pasuk teaches us in Shmuel, told Eli that he was dissatisfied the way Eli's sons Chofni and Pinchas were behaving, and he said a nevuah that Chofni and Pinchas will both die on the same day, and there will be another kohen, actually tzaddikah kohen, who will come and ask them. That will come to ask to be part of the Beis Hamikdash of Chenino, that they should be able to be attached themselves. Says the Gemara. So now what we've seen is Seis Usapachas. So I find a Tfeilah L'Seis, that the Torah identifies that there's something Sapachas, there's something subsidiary to the Seis. Ask the Gemara Tfeilah Beharis Menolan. But where do we know that the same thing applies that to Beharis as well? Amr Rav Zera says the Gemara Nem Levana Beseis. The Torah uses the word Levana Beseis. The Nem Levana Beharis, and the Torah uses the word Levana Beharis. Ma Levana Aum Beseis, as we just finished saying, the Seis has a Tfela. Af Levana Aum Beharis, the Beharis also Yesh Lo Tfela. Nasnisa Tana, the Gemara gives a different proof. Hitla Kosu L'Sapach Spain Seis L'Saparis. When the Torah says the word tzapachas, it's inserted between the words seis and beharis. The reason the Torah does so is loim melach to teach us kishem sheyesh tefelah seis kach yesh tefelah beharis. Seis. So what is the definition of seis? Ketzem loven. It's white like wool. Maitzev loven. Ask them, what does that exactly mean? It says the Gemara, Amar Abibi, Amar Avasi, Tzemenoki, clean white wool, ben yoimar, of a day-old newborn lamb, shemechabin by lamilas, which they tie a covering around it to make sure that it stays white. After the mother, apparently, the baby is born, the mother licks the baby to make sure it's healthy and make sure that its wool stays white. The Rambam has a different interpretation. The Rambam says means that this wool is very good wool, and when the baby is born and they take this wool off, they wash it to make sure it's very white. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, Mashal Drabonon Ma'adoy V'doyma, the order of shade of colors that the Rabbanon have identified, how do we understand it? L'trei Malchi L'trei Africhi, you had two kings and two governors, each king having his own governor. Malchish Ezeh L'malam Malchish Ezeh, the king of this governor is more prominent than the king of the other governor. But Frachish Ezeh, and the governor of the more important, and the governor of the more important king is L'malam Afrachish Ezeh, is above the governor of the second king. And the way we understand it, Beharis, as we began our shiur today, is the widest. What is the Tolda Beharis according to Rabbanon? The Sid, which is number 3. Seis is the other Av, which the Torah speaks about. It's in the number 2 position. It's the less prominent Av, and therefore its Tolda is the less prominent. It's the Sid HaHechel, which is number 4. Says the Gemara, but if Haizel Amal Mazev Zel Mazalhu, this is the way to explain, ask the Gemara, is to teach us that each Tolda follows its own Av. Amalkish Zel Amal Mefrecha de Navshe, the way to understand the Rabbanan's opinion is the king and the governor is the king of this governor is more prominent than his own governor. Malchish Ezeh is Mifrach de Nafshe. He's more important than his governor. Cites the Gemara. Another way to illustrate this, Rav Adabar Avama, the way Rav Adabar Ava teaches us is Kigoy Malkav al Fakta, a king al Kafta, and Rafila Varesh Galusa. The way to understand this Gemara is the Resh Galusa is the person who was the leader of the Jewry in Bavel. And the four people that we just mentioned went in a certain order. Malka, then first went the Malka. After the Malka came Del Fakta. After the Fakta came the Rufila. The Fakta is like the prime minister, Rufila is like the general. And then was the Resh Galusa. And each one of them is a higher level than the next one. Says the Gemara, so Haile Zela Malam Zahu, that this is, ask the Gemara, isn't that the opinion of Akiva, that every one of them, that we have first the two Avos, and then we have the two Toldos. But isn't it the opinion of the Chachamim? It doesn't go like that. But rather the order is Av and its Tolda, and then Av and its Tolda. According to Rabbanan, first you have Beharis and then Sidah Hechel, and then you have Seis and Krumbeya. Ella, so we must amend, and the way to say it is that the order is Malka, the Rafila, the king and the general, so that's number 1 and number 3, Valkafta Resh Galusa, and then the prime minister and the Rosh Goyla. That doesn't put them in the row of prominence, because the prime minister goes before the general. But when the king goes out, he goes out with somebody accompanying him, but he doesn't go out with the prime minister accompanying him, because it's not covered for the prime minister to be the one to accompany the king. Who accompanies the king? The general, who's much further removed from the king, there's somebody in between, and then the one that accompanies the prime minister is not the general, because he's the one that's going together with the king. And also, it isn't respectful that somebody who's only one level below you should be the one to accompany you. The Rosh Galusa, who's 2 degrees below you, is the one that accompanies the prime minister. And that's the way we're going to also have the combination. And we'll say we have an Av and it's Toldo, and Av it's Toldo, not necessarily in the order of how they are, of their whiteness. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, a different way of understanding the order of the Mashal, Kigan Shva Malka, who was the king of Persia, the Kaiser, and the king of Rome. And each one of the kings has, each one of them has a subordinate working with him. Amalera Papa, and that's what we're going to say here. We're going to have the two others of the two kings, and each one of them has somebody accompanying them. Amalera Papa, Rav Haimanayu, which of the two kings, Melech Pras and Melech Rome, are Odif, are considered more significant? Amalei, B'chushai Kachalei, the Rapapa seems to be a person who is spending his day in the forest. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. By asking this question, he seems to not know which is more important, Pras or Raimi. P'chazi, just go see what's going on. Tivid the man, which one, as Sagi Ba'alma, is more prominent. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Daniel had a dream, and he saw all the Golas, all the exiles the Klal Yisrael are going to experience. They looked like 4 animals. And the Pasuk speaks about the 4th animal, which is the Golas that we're unfortunately experiencing, the Golas Roimi. Pukhazi, the man, the son of Alma, which country is the largest and strongest country? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk, when it speaks of, when the Pasuk tries to understand the interpretation of dream, it says, Chai servisa malka revia tehev ba'ara, the snishna mekom malchus v'toichel kol ara v'tushna v'dakne. The 4th animal, which again represents the Roman Empire, it's going to be different, and it's going to destroy and rule over the entire world. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, who does that refer to? It refers to Roima Chayevis, the terrible Roman Empire, Shativa Yotzvakol Olam Kula, that everybody knows them in the entire world. Another pshat that the Mashal explains, Tiva means a coin. And a country with a very strong country will have a very strong currency. And Rome, says the Gemara, had the strongest currency because obviously it was the strongest country. The Ben Yoyada, taking a similar approach, given that Rome was so strong and so powerful, it had so much commerce. The whole world was doing business with Rome. Says the Gemara, another mashal of how to understand these 4 shades. Ravinam Kagan Glima da Amar, you have a white garment, Vishachake, and the part that didn't come out so well. And Sidna the Kitna, a white a linen garment, Vishachake. The white talus, the white wool talus, is whiter than the cotton white talus. But it's whiter than the color, than the tzemer that's not so strong anymore, the part that didn't come out that white. And so too, when we speak about the linen one, it's not that far off from the wool one, but it's very far off from the rags of that one. And that's the way we're going to understand the order. The avos are the wool white talus and the linen white talus, that they are close to each other in their degree of whiteness. But the shachakim, the part that isn't that good, are quite distant. They're quite distant from the worn-out parts, are quite distant from the new parts. And what we're learning, according to this, that even though as we started the shiur today, that they're quite distant, even though we started off the quite distance, the opinion of the Rabbanon, unlike the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, is that as long as it's an av could always be mitzarif with its tolda. And the way the Taras Chaim explains this Gemara, why was it necessary to give us another mashal? So the Taras Chaim says, the way Rav Papa expressed himself helps us understand why we needed to have a new mashal. Because Rav Papa, we saw, wasn't clear when we spoke about kings, about Rome and Pras. He was very unclear about the empires and about the rulers and about the assistants. So the Gemara had to find a different mashal that maybe was more known to them about materials, different materials, and the material when it's new versus the material when it's worn out.